Praise the Lord. Message number 14. The title of the message, To Be Filled with the Holy Spirit, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. The Word of God says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity you give us, Lord. Lord, send us your word and let be a teaching to each and every one who hear the message. And let be a fruit, O God. The purpose that you sent the message shall be, O God, accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, anoint my voice and make the message clear to bring help, wholeness, salvation, strength, healing, deliverance, commitment in the life of your people. Take the message and make it reach to those who are waiting, O Lord, to hear your word. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the first part, we spoke about how the Lord promised his disciple about the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we explained that the Holy Spirit is God. God with us as Jesus went to heaven. He is God the Son. He sent God the Father, sent God the Holy Spirit to us. And now we are living with the Holy Spirit. What Jesus had promised the disciples, it had been fulfilled, as we can read in the books of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. As we can read here clearly, as they were together, the Holy Spirit fell on them. Here we can read clearly the Word of God saying in verse 2, Suddenly a sound like a blowing of violent wind. There's a sound. So they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And also in verse 3, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. So in addition, they saw the Holy Spirit as tongue of fire. So they hear the Holy Spirit and they saw the Holy Spirit. And that is the truth. We need to hear the Holy Spirit, the voice of God, and we need to see the Holy Spirit moving in our life. Some people, they use the expression, I feel the Holy Spirit, or I felt the Holy Spirit. But there's nothing in the Bible speak about feelings. Feelings is a deceiving things. Feelings is our emotion. Sometimes people, they go with their emotion. That is their feeling, but that is not the movement of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes our emotion of love, it pushes us to do certain things. Sometimes our emotion of jealousy, it pushes us to do another things, but that is not the leading of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you are angry and you are led by your emotion, but that is not the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and we need to see the movement of the Holy Spirit. We need to be instructed by the Word, led by the Spirit. Jesus instructed the disciples to stay in Jerusalem so that they will be able to receive the Holy Spirit when they come. The Lord confirmed His word to them, and He sent the Holy Spirit. Day of Pentecost is day number 50 after the Lord Jesus resurrection from the dead. When He resurrected from the dead, he appeared to His disciples and He stayed with them 40 days, was in continuous appearing to them, and many they saw Him. On day 40, He went to heaven. In day 50, Pentecost, where the people, they gathered for the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fall on the body of the disciples. There were 120 disciples. They were together, and the Holy Spirit filled the whole house where they were sitting. The first manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism, or filling with the Holy Spirit, is speaking of other tongues. As we have read here, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Every human have tongue of flesh, but we need tongue of the Holy Spirit so that we can speak the word of God with the power and the direction and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The speaking in tongues is in two forms, either in the form of other nations' languages to enable the disciple, to enable us to preach the gospel to other nations and to declare to them the wonders of God, and that what had happened in the day of Pentecost. So speaking in tongues, either the Lord, when He baptized us with the Holy Spirit, we will receive other tongues, other language tongues, as had happened in the book of Acts chapter 2. And there are stories of certain people who had been baptized of the Holy Spirit, and in certain occasion of their life where they were in mission, the Lord enabled them to speak in a language they never learned, in order that the gospel will be given to the people who are concerned, who cannot speak other than own language. Acts chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11, as we can read. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galilean? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to the Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonder of God in our own tongues." So here, the speaking in tongues was for the purpose of evangelism, to declare the wonder of God in other people's tongue, because without the message, they cannot get repentance. Those Jews are God-fearing Jews. They come to Jerusalem because in the Feast of Pentecost, the first fruit, they need to come to Jerusalem to offer their first fruit to God. So they came from all over the world. Those are the scattered Jews. They were scattered. Those who had been scattered from the time of the exile and they did not come back, But they are still faithful to God and to His word and commands. They found themselves moving to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Pentecost. And here the Lord pour out His Holy Spirit on His church, and the church declares the wonder of God to the God-fearing Jews so that they will receive Christ. God give the church in new tongues, because those Jews, some of them, they don't speak their own language, but they speak the language of the nation that they were live. So the disciple, they receive the language in new languages so that they can declare the word of God to the people. Speaking in tongues also can be in the form of speaking of tongues of angels, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. The word of God says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels. So there's tongues of men, as we mentioned just now, and the tongues of angel. And that kind of speaking in tongues, it need interpretation, because that language will not be understandable by man. Therefore, when anyone speaks in tongues of angels, there must be interpretation. Otherwise, better that he will be silent or to speak to himself and God, as we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 27 and verse 28. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three should speak, one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpretation, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and God. We have to find here that the tongues of angels that God would give to those who receive baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that is the initial manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism that the scripture agree upon. These need interpretation. These gifts of tongues may continue in the life of the believer. But if there is no interpretation, we can use the gift of tongue to edify us, to pray in tongues, to sing in our spirit with the Lord in tongues. But if there is no interpretation, we keep it for ourselves. But when we have the interpretation, we have the gift of interpretation, either God, as we pray, Lord, give me the gift of interpretation, He may give it to you or to someone else in the church who will interpret the tongues that is given to you. If not, then use this gift that you have to edify yourself and to pray or to sing in the Spirit. To the Jews who were in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost and who heard the apostles speaking with the new tongues and accused them being drunk, they accused them. And people may accuse you because you speak in tongue, but that is the gift of God. What had happened when they accused the apostles and the disciple? Peter, in his sermons, explained to them that what they saw and hear is what God also promised in the book of Joel. In the book of Joel, the Lord promised of the coming of the Holy Spirit, book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28-29, and in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 16-21, mention this one. This is what was spoken by the prophet Joel as the explanation of Simon Peter to the crowd in the last days, because they hear them speaking in tongues. And what is this? In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, a blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That was the scripture that Peter called to the crowd. The crowd were Jewish, so they would understand what he was speaking about. He caught a scripture from the Old Testament, the prophet of Joel, and he explained to them. That is today's the fulfillment of the promise of God. So the gift of tongue that they receive is fulfillment to the promise of God in the Old Testament. Therefore, later Peter addressed to them that this gift of the Holy Spirit is also for them and for others if they would be willing to repent, believe in Christ, and get baptized and follow him. Now, what he later on say, Peter, to the crowd, later part of his sermon, the day of Pentecost, he told them in verse 38, and verse 39, Peter told them the following. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The gift of the Holy Spirit that the apostle received, and the crowd here, the crowd of the Jews can receive it if they would repent, receive Christ, get baptized. They can still receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In verse 39, he's telling them, "The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." He's telling them what you hear and amaze and accuse us, and still you can receive it. Because that is the gift of God to those who believe in Christ. They get sanctified. They receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the first manifestation of it, as we have read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, is speaking in new tongues. Speaking in tongues is the initial manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism. And we can find that happening in other occasions in the book of Acts, as we can read in the scripture. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 10, verse 44 and verse 45. When God sent Peter to the house of Cornelius, he went there, he preached the message. And let us read Acts chapter 10, verse 44 and 45, what had happened. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who hear the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they hear them speaking in tongues and praising God. Peter was sent by God to the house of Cornelius to give him and his household who was gathered there the message of salvation. With Peter there were a Jewish people came with him. As Peter was speaking the message to them, the gift of the Holy Spirit fall on them. How we know the Holy Spirit, how they realize that the Holy Spirit fall on the Gentiles, for they hear them speaking in the new tongues. So here clear, the Holy Spirit baptism that came on the Gentile was manifested initially by speaking in the new tongues. And God allowed that here, that they get baptized with tongues before they get baptized with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because for the Jewish people who get converted, Peter and the circumcised people with him, for them it is unclean to go to the Gentile. But God allowed this to happen, that they get baptized in the Holy Spirit in the front of the eyes of the Peter and the people who are with him, the Jewish people, so that it convinced them that God had given to the Gentile the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, when Peter and the Jews saw that, they say, who can keep those people from get baptized? For they have received the same gift as we receive. That God allowed it also so that it would help Peter from criticism and accusation of the and the accusation of the Jewish, the converted Jewish, who is not accepting that God would call also the Gentile. Peter, when he returned to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers, the Jewish believers, criticized him and said, you went into the house of the uncircumcised men and ate with them. That's in Acts 11, verse 3. But Peter began and explained everything to them precisely as it had happened, and finally reported to them the following, Acts chapter 11 and verse 15 to 18. Let us read what Peter reported to the Jews, and that is also for us today, to you who listen, who are eager to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter says, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them as he had come on us at the beginning. And I remembered what the Lord has said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if God gave them the same gift, the Holy Spirit, and as he gave us, and how he gave, how it was manifested? By the speaking in tongues. Who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Who was I to think that I could oppose God? When they hear this, they had no further objection and praise God, saying, so then God has granted even the Gentile repentance unto life. So the gift that Jesus promised to his disciple, the apostle, now we find the same gift was given to the Gentiles. Another occasion of the Holy Spirit baptism is the conversion of Paul. Let's open our Bible to Acts chapter 9, and let us read verse 17 to verse 20. We know that the Lord appeared to Paul on his way to Damascus to persecute the church. That appearing of the Lord make Paul fall, get blind, repented. He spoke to him that he need to go and meet somebody, and that's Ananias, and he spoke to Ananias that he need to go and meet Paul. In verse 17, then Ananias went to the house and entered it, placing his hand on Saul. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. He was baptized by water, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. The word of the promise of God from on the mouth of Ananias to Saul, who then became his name Paul. He said, "The Lord has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." It is not mentioned here that Paul was speaking in tongues at that first session. But we know very well, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 8, Paul says, "I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you." So that we conclude that Saul, who became Paul upon his repentance and conversion, he received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that what had make him and enable him to speak in tongues. Another occasion, also about speaking in the new tongues in the book of Acts, we can read it in Acts chapter 19, verse 1-7. Acts chapter 19, verse 1-7. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked him, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They answered, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul asked, "Then what baptism did you receive?" "John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. He told the people to believe in the one coming after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul placed his hand on them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. They were about 12 in all." That is another occasion mentioned that the baptism of the Holy Spirit manifested by speaking in new tongues. Those are disciples. They receive only the baptism of John. They need to rebaptize again with water in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And as they were sanctified, they were ready. They receive the Holy Spirit when Paul placed his hand on them. The Holy Spirit baptism here happened after the placing of hands of Paul on the disciple. We know, and that is the word of God say, and what the scriptures say, God is the one who baptized the disciple, is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit. And God would still baptize the disciples with the Holy Spirit in certain occasions by the placing of hands on them by those who are baptized by the Holy Spirit. Why? Certain time we led by the Holy Spirit to place hands on the disciples, because that is the way that God will use to fill them with the Holy Spirit. It's not that we baptize the people with the Holy Spirit, it's God who baptized them. But in certain occasion, the baptism of the Holy Spirit may be accompanied by the placing of hands on the disciples. As you desire more of God, you will receive the gift. My advice for you, you need to concentrate more on the giver so that you will be eligible to receive the gift. Some people, they concentrate more on tongues, on speaking in tongues. But we concentrate more on God. Speaking in tongues is mandatory as the initial manifestation of the Holy Spirit baptism. As you desire more of God, Sure you will receive it. Kneel down and pray and tell him, Lord, I thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, O God. I commit my life and my cause unto you, Lord. I kneel down at your feet. Lord, I want to serve you wholeheartedly. I want to be effective in my mission and my life and my service and ministry unto you. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. I need the power to stand firm for you and to declare the wonder of yours to others. I thank you and praise you. Lord, I pray for everyone who prays this prayer, who desire and willing to have more of you and to be more of like you, O God. Fill that disciple with the Holy Spirit, even as he hear the message. Fill him, Lord, and fill her, and help them, O God, to walk in your ways. We thank you and we bless you. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name. Amen.